Members of the Katahdin area business community want Maine and the nation to know that support for the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument is growing, even among those who initially opposed the 88,000-acre monument. The land was a gift from Maine environmentalist Roxanne Quimby. During a Bangor press conference, businessman John Ellis said he initially opposed it after his family's camp was lost as the result of Quimby's land acquisition, but he said his late father's advice changed his mind.
I remember distinctly he said, "Boys, it's time to move on. It's time to move forward and embrace this opportunity for our community and to go forward. We need to move beyond the past."
Monument supporters held press conference today, the day after the beginning of a 60-day comment period on an executive order from President Donald Trump. He has asked for a review of the designation of land set aside as national monuments since 1996. The order was welcomed by Governor Paul LePage, who opposes the Katahdin Monument designation.